Jorma Kaukonen can be heard in the opening licks of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit. Singer and guitarist found fame with the band that so personified the psychedelic 60s.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
And of course, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But years after living the life of a rock star, Jorma Kaukonen is returning to his roots, blues and folk music. His new album called River of Time. He joins us now from the studios of KZYR in Edwards, Colorado. Jorma, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, what happened? Did your folk roots just get set aside?
Well, I guess I got seduced by rock and roll for a while, although John Hartford, before he passed away, we were talking about it a couple of years ago, claimed that that stuff that the Airplane did back then is genuine old-timey music, and he may be right. Maybe it's all folk music.
Go with that a little, can you? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think my first love these days, as it has been most of my life, is wooden music, acoustic guitars. But if you look at music historically, a lot of things that we looked at was absolutely pop music at the time. So, you know, we could split hairs on this, but nobody wants to play unpopular music. And I guess the Airplane stuff is old enough, so it's now old-timey music.
The river of time, it marks our line. From birth to death, there is no rhyme. Chance to meet.
Tell us, if you could, about the title track, River of Time, because I gather
sure.
There's a story behind it.
Yeah, there's a little story behind it. A couple years ago, I was working in California, and I ran into the sister of a friend of mine who died young many years ago, and she gave me a picture of him, and I was sort of moved by this. And when I went back to the hotel, I had a dream. Now, listen, I need to go on record as saying that I don't normally have dreams when dead people come to me. I really don't. But in this particular occasion, my grandmother came to me, and she talked about sort of like the cosmology of folks. And the metaphor that came out of this was we're all in a river of time, and the people that are passed are on the shore. And I told my wife about it, and she says, write that down. You're going to need it someday. And how right she was.
It might be nice, I could have said, speak to loved ones long since dead. Why still flow, they're on the shore, and I shan't see them anymore. Not on this side, but in dreams. And dreams are always what they seem.
You have a daughter now, adopted from China, don't you? 3 years old?
She is almost three now. Her name is Israel Love.
Mm-hmm.
And who knew? What an amazing thing that is.
You have a couple of songs here.
I do.
Of which she's the inspiration.
She is. Izzy's Lullaby. I've been working with this for a while, and in the beginning, it put her to sleep. Now, however, she likes it. She just says, play it again, Dad.
Aw. Well, some of us read to our children at night. I wonder if you play music.
Sometimes I do. To be honest with you, most of the time I read. That's really what she wants. But she does have a ukulele, and even though tuners are something to play with,
yeah.
The tuning concept is not big in her cosmology.
Yeah.
But when she strums with her right hand, she strums in time, so that's a good start.
Ooh. Well, she's growing up in a household where she can certainly pick up the fundamentals.
Absolutely.
You know about Twitter and Facebook?
I've only heard about Twitter, and I know about Facebook because my wife just got me a Facebook page, and at some point during this tour that I'm on, she's going to show me how to do it myself.
Well, I asked because we sent the word out that we were going to be interviewing you, and we asked people for questions.
Oh, cool.
So can I run a few by you?
Sure.
Question comes in from Mary Ayers, I believe. I would be interested in how technology has changed the process of recording, even in the last 5, 10, 20 years, if not 40 years.
Yikes. Well, when I first started recording with the Airplane in 1965, our first recording was done on a 3-track recorder. There was no noise reduction then, so overdubbing was very limited because of the generational loss. And if you didn't have a record deal, you really couldn't record. I mean, I owned a mono tape recorder back then. Now, today, I know folks that record fantastic projects at home because they can, and the sound is so much better than some of the early stuff that we did. So I think it's really freed the artist in a lot of ways. And since nobody knows what's going to happen to record companies these days anyway, you can do it all yourself.
I'm going to repair back to some of our questions now, because that brings up this question.
Been so long since I belonged here.
Been So Long, a 1971 hit that you had with Hot Tuna. Now that song is the opening track of your new album.
Been so long since I belong here. Ever since I lost my way, that was when I still had something special left for me to say unto you.
What made you want to revisit it?
Well, when Jack and I recorded that song, we did it. It's on a live Hot Tuna record called Pull Up, Pull Down. But I've always liked that song, and I'd never really done a studio version of it. And it just seemed to me to sort of fit. So that's how it came out.
And it's been so long since I felt at home in the mirror.
Let me ask you about your friend Jack Cassidy.
Oh, my oldest buddy. More than being bandmates in the airplane, this year Jack and I have played music together for 51 years. We went to the same junior high school, the same high school. We met through his older brother. Jack's a couple years younger than me. His older brother was one of my first friends that had a driver's license, so of course he was very important to all of us. And he was a huge fan of blues music. He really turned me on to blues. And he had a younger brother, and his younger brother was Jack. And so we met, and Jack was taking guitar lessons. When I started to play, it became apparent that as the years rolled on, that he and I had more in common than his older brother Charles and I did. And we became buddies and started to play music together and et cetera, et cetera. Got fake IDs together, you know, the whole deal.
Well, what's it like to have a partnership that lasts that long?
Well, Jack and I, you know, we respect each other both musically and personally, and we've never had a band meeting. This is very important. Anybody that's out there that plays music knows how important it is not to have band meetings.
Well, what happens in band meetings?
Oh, it's just horrible.
Well, you had some fairly vibrant personalities in Jefferson Airplane.
You could say that.
Yeah.
The band meetings were very colorful.
We had a question come in half a dozen different ways on Twitter and Facebook, and let me put it to you this way, if I could.
Don't you want somebody to love?
Don't you want somebody to love?
Is that the question?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Have people asked you that a lot over the years?
Not recently, but yes, indeedy. You know, I couldn't play the solo to that song again if my life depended on it.
Really?
I'd have to get one of the kids I know that knows how to play it to show it to me.
Why is that?
Because I haven't played it in, let me think, 20 years easily. You got to keep on top. You can't remember everything. There's not enough room up there.
Oh, I see. So that's strange because it's one of the most recognizable songs of all time.
Yeah, I know. I should probably learn that solo again.
Mr. Kaukonen, I can't let the opportunity of having you in a studio and a guitar at the same time go. Could I implore you to play something for us?
You could.
Okay, thank you.
Now the question is what to play. Okay, here's something for the Surrealistic Pillow album that I actually do remember how to play.
Okay.
It's a little thing called Embryonic Journey.
Thank you. Yarma, you're a great guitarist, to say the
least.
Well,
bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
So nice talking to you. And good luck with this album.
Thanks so much.
Yarma Kaukonen joining us from KZYR in Edwards, Colorado. He's currently performing as part of the Guitar Blues Tour. His new CD is River of Time. You can hear full songs from Yorma's new album on our website, nprmusic.org.